As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, baby, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove. And there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday, September the 16th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live as we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is still William Roberts. I've got news of sorts, hard facts, certainly workable solutions for you when we can find them, where we can find them, especially today on Constitution Day, observe the 224th anniversary of its ratification on September the 17th of 1787. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're most certainly in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone calls throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call at area code 512, I think, 904-8014. Join us live on air from around America and around the world. You can always call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. I haven't tried that 512 number in a long time. Yeah, for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. If that's too slow for you, you can shoot me an email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. Big shout out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, channel 16, and TalkStream Live, all carrying the broadcast this morning. Thank you all for doing so. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. That's not going to change anytime soon, so you might as well write it down with a magic marker or something. Have it tattooed on your palm or iPad or someplace. Anyway, precious metals stabilized, 9% decline in gold spot prices, not good news. Eurozone uncertainty, that's for sure. The Dalian Asian Economic Summit, I'll mention a few comments about that today. Constitution Day observed, of course, Fukushima job package rejection, that's all in the news basket. Later in the broadcast, we'll go back into central banking, banking history, property rights, send rights to property, and so very, very much more. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's go to our market report for this morning, Friday, again, September the 16th, 2011, Constitution Day. Gold this morning off $4 at $1,785.80, seems to be stabilizing. Silver off about up to about 10 cents at $40.01, just barely got it into the $40 range for the broadcast. Platinum up $14 at $1,797 a troy ounce. Palladium up 9 at $731. Palladium coming in, or platinum coming in this morning above the gold market for a while, first time in quite a few days. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, a widespread to over $30. $1,762.40 for a low, $1,793.90 for a high. So a lot of uncertainty there. Lots of action happening, volatility in the gold market. At $1,785.80, however, your gold is still up $509 even, year-to-year for a 39.94% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning fixed the price of gold at $1,778. Again, a little too patriotic for me. I would have been happy to have $1,963 this morning. But anyway, they had $1,778. The SBDR gold shares this morning, they have no change overnight. They claim to be holding 1,241.31 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued at $71.1 billion. We've had a 9.3% pullback from our recent high. We're down $137.80 for the high on 9/6/11. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, September the 16th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, if your timing is perfect, time today would probably be to contact your broker and inquire about that precious metal that seems to be down there scratching around 10% below the recent high. Anyway, let's go into our market report one more time and review active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off $4 at $1,785.80, clearly $137.80 below the recent high set on the 6th of September at $1,923.70 in the futures market, an all-time record high. So we've paired off just about, it's 9.3% the way my numbers look. In the last couple of days, not good. Well, but again, it's this idea of back and fill. You hear about that, and I have been watching on Kitco over the last couple of days various videos that they put out there every day, little gold reports that they have on videos. You know, Alex Steele is such a hottie. I always like to check her out. Anyway, she interviewed a fellow not long ago, about Monday, and he was talking about getting prices just where we are today. So anyway, now we're going to go the other way, I suppose. Silver this morning up 10 cents at $40.01. Easy come, easy go. All right, you didn't bust a sweat to see it go up to $1,900. Don't cry when it goes down to $17. Anyway, Silver this morning up 10 cents at $40.01. An ounce platinum up 14 bucks at $17.97. Palladium up 9 at $731 even. The lows and the highs, again, a widespread in the gold market this morning. $1,762.40 for a low, $1,793.90 for a high. But it, no matter how you cut it, this is certainly a lot better than holding Federal Reserve notes. Anyway, the London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London didn't know what to do. They came in, set the price at 1778, and it's been above and below that. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 186. Nobody knows why. They brought up the jack. There wasn't any good news, nothing but bad news. But it went up on the bad news, so maybe it'll go down on the good news. I don't know, but it was up 186 closing out at 11,433. The NASDAQ up 35 at 2607. The S&P 500 up 20 at 1209. You know, this is kind of like the financial no-spin zone. I'm trying to keep my opinions to myself. It's a Ponzi scheme. This is a rigged game, and if you're in it, God help us all. Anyway, crude oil this morning at $88.75 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, bumps up 65 cents in early trading. The U.S. dollar index this morning, likewise, up 43 basis points at 76.69. Little Timmy Geithner's over there trying to hassle the polls, I guess. European finance ministers meeting today, and so they had to prop up the U.S. dollar index so he didn't have to go to the meeting with egg on his face. I don't know how many billions of U.S. dollars were thrown into the mix to make that happen, but they got it. Anyway, that impacts the foreign exchange rates this morning, where we find the Canadian loonie virtually unchanged from yesterday at $1.01. The Mexican peso off 14 basis points. We're having to round up to get there, but this morning you can fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning off 70 basis points at $1.38, now 2 cents below the $1.40 peg that they had there for a while. The British pound, these crazy Swiss bankers, they're trying to peg the Swiss franc to the euro, and the euro's in decline. Knock it off, boys. Anyway, the British pound this morning up 7 basis points at $1.58 in that Swiss franc, off 62 basis points at $1.14 U.S. The bond market this morning, that's your U.S. treasuries, are bonded indebtedness, you know, bonds, stocks and bonds, it's like bondage, right? Anyway, our bonded indebtedness, the 2-year treasuries are yielding 0.19%, the 10 years at 2.11%, the 30 at 3.38%. In the mortgage market, now, good news for people that are out there struggling to buy or get a mortgage. If you can find a mortgage banker that will actually give you one, you can qualify for one. You're going to be getting a sweetheart deal here. The fixed rate 15-year national average mortgage moves down from 3.44% to 3.38%. You know, it was these very low interest rates that brought us into the housing bubble originally. We're still down, and they're going lower, trying to get people to get in and buy all those toxic houses out there that are being foreclosed, or simply to refinance themselves out of foreclosures. But I don't know. We'll see. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage moves down from 4.25% this morning to 4.18%. Your gold-to-silver ratio, it'll take you 44.61 ounces of silver at these spot prices to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Good news there, I guess. In the Conaday calendar, of course, the Treasury International and the Consumer Sentiment Report are out this morning. Well, yesterday we lost a couple of them due to the length of the broadcast and the lateness of the hour, but nevertheless, we'll pick up some of that. Let's go right into the reports now and look at the consumer sentiment. Do we dare? Consumer expectations. In a reflection of the weak jobs market and the recent trouble in the financial markets, are at the lowest point since the Iranian hostage and oil crisis more than 30 years ago. And I scarce say there are not that many listeners this morning that remember that. I do. That's how long ago, folks. I'll just say that again for you, just so you get an idea. Consumer expectations, in a reflection of the weak jobs market and recent troubles in the financial market, are at the lowest point since the Iranian hostage and oil crisis more than 30 years ago. The consumer's assessment of current conditions is much less troubled, with the index at 74.5 for a nearly 6-point gain. The sizable gain in this component offset the dip in expectations to make a 2.1-point gain in the composite consumer sentiment index to 58.... They're just numbers pulled out of somebody's orifice. Anyway, those are the numbers. Things don't look good. Yesterday's consumer price report shows wide and surprising pressure. Pressure that this sample report is picking up on. Inflation expectations are up 0.2 on the year outlook to 3.7% and up 0.1 on the 5-year outlook to 3.0. But you got to know those numbers are wildly low. The stock market is edging off opening highs in reaction to this report. And the next reading on consumer spirits, about ready to rip the top off of a Glenfiddich myself, will be the Consumer Confidence Index, which will be posted a week from Tuesday. So we'll see how that impacts the world. The Fed balance sheet, we'll talk about balance sheets perhaps later in the broadcast, find out a little bit more of why they're important and who cares. But for the September 14th week, the Fed's balance sheet rose $4.8 billion. Following another $4.8 billion gain the week before, so the Fed's packing in all those bonded indebtedness. They're buying, they're carrying all of our debt. Anyway, their balance sheet, hard to say where they're getting the reserves from, but I'll just let it go right there. It's an increase of $4.8 billion in the Fed balance sheet. Money supply, the money aggregates are alternative measures of the money supply by degrees of liquidity. Changes in the money aggregate indicate the thrust of monetary policy as well as the outlook for economic activity and inflationary pressure. And then you can go on and find out why investors care. But they're showing $21.5 billion. The monetary supply. Well, we'll see about that. Be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at OracleBroadcasting.com.
So back into the Econo Day calendar for the last one for this morning. Treasury, international capital, foreign investors during the run-up on the debt ceiling deadline showed caution over U.S. financial assets. What did they do? Well, they picked up another $9.5 billion in long-term U.S. securities. I don't know whether they bought Lake Havasu or Yosemite National Park, but, you know, gotta have to get some collateral someplace. So that's what they're doing, buying up America. America's for sale, I guess, to the highest bidders. Anyway, let's proceed right along in the news basket this morning. All of this newsy news. Yes, and again, today is Constitution Day, 224th anniversary of our founding. I guess you'd say the ratification that occurred on the September the 17th of 1787. Of course, tomorrow is really Constitution Day, but today's the day that it's observed on the calendar. Administration says patent law change will spur U.S. economy. I don't know how many of you picked up on the clues I've been dropping about Dalian, the World Economic Forum summit that's going on right now. Spent a couple of hours. Don't usually spend much time watching videos on the computer, but I spent most all of last evening. I set aside my books and just watched. Went over to China and attended the World Economic Forum via the electric access through the internet and watched the presentations there. Some very interesting stuff going on. And then popped over to Hillsdale College and went through the presentations yesterday. Very disappointed in that Hillsdale College Constitution seminar that they're having. It's going to run on today and tomorrow as well, I believe. But you talk about Judeo-Christian, I don't know, the cover-ups. They had Michael McKenzie on there, U.S. Attorney General. And he was talking up how great it was, you know, to be able to waterboard. And, you know, Guantanamo was such a great thing. And we got so much intel out of that. The president of the school there was going on and on about September the 11th, you know, and the Arabs and the Islamics and all the people they brought on to speak about the Constitution were, they had a Paul Ryan, a Wisconsin congressman, and he was basically just doing a Republican Party platform cheerleading session. Relatively disappointing. Maybe they'll pick it up and actually turn to the Constitution somewhere in this program, but it doesn't look good for the young people there that have to get this brand of propaganda as part of their education. But it's at least encouraging that at one college still at least gives lip service to the Constitution. Administration says patent law, and the reason I bring this back up again is because the seminar there, I should just go ahead and preface and jump right over to that. Let's go scroll, Willie. All right, here we are, the annual meeting. The annual meeting of the new champions 2011, if you haven't looked at it, it's weforum.org. WE Forum, it's World Economic Forum. .org, and then you can go /events/annual-meeting-new-champions-2011, or you can just go to the website and click on the events. Annual meeting of the new champions. Watch the sessions live or on demand. Scroll down on the front page, and you'll come down and you'll see some of the discussions that went on. One of the most interesting so far to me was this one that they didn't have it loaded up yesterday. They did it today, finally. Embracing disruptive innovation. Now, for those of you that have been following this broadcast for any length of time, you may recall when we went into the Koch brothers Koch Industries website, and I read through a bunch of stuff for you, but they have a program, or they have a kind of like a motto or a business model or a vision of this idea of creative destruction. Creative destruction, all right? And they get that out of Schumpeter. And it's rather an unusual thing. You know, you go back to the French Revolution time period when Auguste Comte and Henry St. Simon were writing, and there was a guy there named Cassidier, and he said, gentlemen, your materials are disorder, and from these you must create order. And so this is your idea, your grain, your kernel there of order out of chaos. All right, the old Illuminati phrase, from order out of chaos. Well, what they're talking about with this idea of creative destruction and the Schumpeter model for the Koch brothers, or however you want to say it, I'll just say Koch brothers. Anyway, those two clowns, and then the other people that are involved with them, you know, and they're all Tea Party supporters, and they're probably tied in deep with Sheldon Adelson and the rest of them, and, you know, academia. But the idea here is that you take a look at business models that have risen from an instrument all the way up into an institution like IBM, like Hewlett-Packard, and General Motors, and Ford, and others, and GE. You go in and you take a look at business models. You're trying to find a need and fill it with creative new products. You're trying to get on the field first, all right? And so this idea of embracing disruptive innovation being discussed at the World Economic Forum in China addresses just exactly that. So it's almost, it's a paraphrase of the Koch brothers' business model. And that particular segment, that session, was chaired by an American. He has very, East Indian appearance. But he grew up here and went to MIT, and he's taught all around. And so he was very bright and definitely kept the session going quickly. But it was a very interesting panel. I think you would find if you invested just 1 hour of your time and go up to the World Economic Forum 2011 and look at the one video, Embracing Disruptive Innovation, it will give you an idea. And especially because I've been trying to encourage you for the last 2 years here on Oracle, is to raise yourself up out of the wage slave mentality, worrying about your job, and to start being an entrepreneur, be an opportunity finder, be a good finder, and go out there and find a need, as George Gordon brought out as an analogy on his broadcast, and fill it. Finding needs and filling it. And so what we heard from a fellow from HP, Hewlett-Packard, now they're in this breakup mode, you know, they're separating themselves, and we can go back and review that again, but they're creating a new model for the business. They are looking at trying to be less of a slow-moving leviathan and more of a gazelle and jumping and leaping, and they had a lot of negative things to say about patents and patenting and the patent process, and we're going to talk about that in these articles this morning. So patents have a way of really slowing things down, according to these people. They have little or no respect for property. We've gone through that before. But the administration says patent law change, back to Bloomberg, will spur the U.S. economy. Susan Decker writing this one. White House officials said the overhaul of the U.S. patent system that Barry the usurper will sign into law today amounts to the most significant jobs bill passed by Congress this year. So patent law changes happening today. I look forward to getting my eyes on that, get the black and white in my eyes today, hopefully, or over the weekend. The measure, which the president has repeatedly cited in speeches promoting his economic policies, gives the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office more control over its funding and makes fundamental changes in how patents are processed and reviewed. It passed the House in June and won final approval on September the 9th on an 89-9 vote in Senate. By creating a faster process for the approval of patents and reducing the amount of uncertainty, it will increase investment in the economy today and start creating jobs today. Jason Furman, Deputy Director of the National Economic Council, said yesterday in a conference call with reporters, and part of the problem was, due to the bureaucratic backlog here, it was so freaking slow to get something out of the patent office that the idea loses its timeliness, and nanoseconds today are starting to really make a difference. All right? So anyway, we'll pick up with that right after this. Stay tuned.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back into this article. It's a rather lengthy article. I would draw your attention to it and then add to this article. You're listening to that mentioned Dalian World Economic Summit discussion on creative disruption or innovative disruption, you know, whatever. You can find it up there on the web this morning, and there are links being dropped into the chat room to help guide you there. You can certainly jump in there, ask 10K Puddles to get on his email list if you want to be nice, and he allows you. You can have the other side of this broadcast, and of course 10K has been taking a look at the website and see if he can come up with some better ideas to better deploy my website, which I haven't touched since it was created by Doug Owen over a year ago now. I just had to re-up and pay the big money to Bluehost. Anyway, let's continue along. By creating a faster process again for the approval of the patents and reducing the amount of uncertainty, it will increase investment in the economy today, start creating jobs today. The Patent Office, which is funded entirely by user fees, will be able to set its own fees. Now, that could be good. That could be bad. They might crank up the fees again, make it even higher, and it'll drive more young people or people with good ideas away because they won't be able to find the money. But, of course, if you can't find the money, we talked about a little bit about this with Mark from Dallas the other day, if you can't find the money to get to your models, your working models in place, and if you can't find anybody to actually help to incorporate with you and get ready for an initial public offering and so on and so forth, a lot of times these excellent patents just die on the vine because the owner is undercapitalized. He hasn't been listening to Become Vocal Local, doesn't know anything about accounting, doesn't know anything about commercial banking or investment banking. So anyway, and that's something I want to try and improve on for all of us so that we can be better entrepreneurs and adopt the entrepreneurial mindset and be part of the solution that we're so desperately in need of. Obviously, we're not going to get it out of Congress. The goal, again, is to address a backlog of almost 700,000 applications. Can you imagine? 700,000 applications? There could be one in there that would be a world changer. And they're just sitting there in a drawer someplace. 700,000 applications awaiting first review and decrease the average 34 months it takes to issue a patent. Could you imagine? HP or some of these other, think groups out there, the IT people out in Silicon Valley, if they had to wait 34 months to get an idea to come to market, hell, it would be gone. I mean, you can't even get, it doesn't take 34 months to come out with new, another telephone thing or some other cheap Chinese plastic crap product. 34 months delay from patent to approval. That's just not acceptable to me. I didn't realize it was such a long process. The president also plans to announce new programs to promote the commercial use of work done by scientists at universities and government research labs. Just ought to get Vicki Davis is there standing straight up. We've been talking about and following this, collusion between academia and government just a little bit too deeply. The National Institutes of Health will help companies cut the time and the cost for developing new drugs, and the National Science Foundation will establish a prize to reward the university that makes the most progress in accelerating job growth. This goes back to France, the polytechnic institutes and the national prizes they have there. That was back 277 years ago, 224 years ago. Obama, the usurper, is scheduled to sign legislation at the Thomas Jefferson High School in Alexandria, Virginia. And then he'll probably campaign for 3 or 4 hours. Why couldn't he just do it in his office and save us the money and the grief? Suburban Washington town is home to the patent office headquarters and the school is named for the third U.S. president who, as Secretary of State under George Washington, signed the nation's first patent law in 1790. Well, I guess it's fitting. Anyway, fast tracks, they go on talk about it. And here we get to the meat. The pace is really critical here, she said. This would be, who is it? Ellen Cullman, a member of the President's Council on Jobs and Competitiveness. Pace is really critical here. If you can get the pace of the patents going, you can accelerate the pilot launch, you can accelerate the production, all that's true. Then it goes on, talks about big companies. So that is in the news, and I think it's an important article in the news. China's August foreign direct investment rises 11.1%. All right, so we talk about interdependence, offshoring, and outsourcing. Where's the foreign direct investment going? To China. Not coming here. It's going to China. Our business is still going over there, still hemorrhaging red ink. You know, you can think, and the Fed. Well, Fed doesn't do anything, as we've been discovering in our study of commercial and investment banking. The banks can't do anything unless they've got the deposits. They don't get the deposits unless they got commerce. And if there's no commerce, the banks die on the vine, unless they can get inside track like they did with the central banks and they can just create it out of nothing. But they're really, all they're doing is, eating their babies. You got to have business. It's all driven by commerce. It's all driven by jobs. And as we've discovered in our 1945 textbook on the principles of accounting by Noble, it's all about property and it's all about the rights to property. All right? Don't work too good for the socialist model. you cannot continue, and we cannot expect any kind of recovery as long as there's an onslaught against property. I mean, go up and look at the Siskiyou, look at the Klamath River, and the knocking out of those dams. I keep hearing more and more about that. One of these days I'm going to have to bury my nose in the files and find out what I can about it. But things are not looking too good out there. We got a bunch of green weenies worrying about the salmon. And they're the hell with the people, the hell with the ranchers, the hell with the water, the hell with the free power, the hydroelectric power coming out of the dams that already work. No, no, heck no, we're going to go and worry about salmon. The salmon can take care of themselves, and however many salmon come in and spawn in that river, you know, we can do that with a hatchery and put them right straight back in from the mouth of that river, and all the salmon will always come home. And that way the Indians, the native populations, will be able to continue to hog all the salmon, which they seem to do everywhere, even though most of them couldn't track themselves back genetically to any Native American tribe. I mean, to tell you, I've seen a lot of nonsense in there. Investment, here we go. Foreign direct investment in China climbed 11.1% in August from a year earlier, as the nation's growth encourages companies from Volkswagen to Caterpillar to expand. So I guess they're going to start building the Caterpillars, Caterpillar D9s, dozers, that the Israelis used to bulldoze down the Palestinian orchards and homes in the West Bank. They'll start making them in China. All right, great, wonderful. Investment from overseas totaled $8.45 billion last month. I mean, that kind of just takes the salt right out of it, doesn't it? The salt loses a savor when you climb up onto a Caterpillar and you see a Made in China label on it. Yeah, anyway, investment from overseas totaled $8.45 billion last month. Have we invested $8.45 billion in new development, new job growth here, new businesses, building new factories? No. We can't even make a cheese grater in America anymore. Echo offshored and outsourced. You know, we used to have all those little Echo products. You'd see them in grocery stores displayed. All that stuff's made in China now. Businesses are turning to China to bolster sales as rising unemployment and government indebtedness damp confidence in developed nations. Premier Wen Jiabao said on September the 14th, the country will continue opening its economy to investors and encourage consumption to drive growth. And, of course, you could listen to his presentation, too, Wen Jiabao, at the World Economic Forum in Dalian. He was the feature premier speaker, of course, on that. And you can listen to his presentation, even though you can't understand his Mandarin Chinese. They do have a sweet-sounding female voice interpreting for you. China remains the only bright spot amid the global financial turmoil, said Li Huihong, an economist with Shanghai-based SWS Research Company, before the announcement yesterday. Quote, investment returns in China remain high, and local authorities are keen to attract funds for new businesses, he said. Well, I'd say so. We might be keen to attract a few businesses to stay in America as well. China overtook the U.S. to become the world's biggest auto market in 2009. Why shouldn't they? 1.3 billion people. Besides, who in the United States of America can afford to buy one of these $355,000 SUVs at the high end of the scale? You know, most of us can barely schlep along with the used car. I remember years ago I bought a 1957 Chevrolet in the late, I mean, this would be the early 70s, like 1970, 1971, 57 Chevrolet convertible, power steering, power brakes, power window, power top, power seats, an AM radio, and a 283 engine in perfect condition off a car lot in Seattle downtown. $250. Today that car would be worth about $50,000. Anyway, to the collectors. Introducing new models and revamping older ones to lure buyers, Klaus Parr, Shanghai-based managing director at Sinovate Motor Research, said, Sinovate, Sinovation, Innovation, Sinovate, Sinovate, Chinavation, Motor Research, had a presentation by one of the South Koreans there. They come up with an electric car that runs on wire tracks. Anyway, they'll be back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And, of course, you know, we really depend on our listeners here on Oracle Broadcasting and on other networks as well. You know, we depend on you, the listeners, to be our PR people and get out and about, you know, when you're talking to other people, sending out emails and things like that. You know, put at the bottom of your email, become Vocal Local, Oracle Broadcasting Network, or Vocal Local, you know, .org or whatever you like to put on there. You know, let other people know that this broadcast is here. If you enjoy the broadcast that I do, the information you hear on my broadcast and on the Oracle, you know, we could use your help. We're not nearly where we need to be as far as listenership, though. We're closing in on the top three, I guess. We're in the top three, I'd say, as far as internet radio is concerned. But we could do better than that. We could attract some more listeners. You know, we get the same drill from so many sources that it's almost unpalatable at times. But nevertheless, let's go back into the news desk. I can use your help and help to increase the number of listeners on the broadcast. You know, if you could just double what we've got right now, it'd be a major change. It'd be great. U.S. consumer prices, jobless claims. They got 60,000 people, by the way, watching online this Hillsdale College Constitution Day. You get better information right here every day of the week. I only have 60,000 listeners listening online this morning. Anyway, U.S. consumer prices, jobless claims exceed forecasts, hurting confidence. Bob Willis and Shabana Chandra writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. The cost of living in the U.S. climbed more than forecast, and unemployment claims rose, battering the confidence of Americans, squeezed by stagnant wages and higher prices of food, housing, and energy. Well, this is what we've been talking about since this thing came on us and at us, all right? There shouldn't be any surprise here. Unexpected? I don't think so. A two-year-old could figure this thing out. Of course, the cost of living is going to continue to rise, but the cost of living is not going anywhere. The food prices are not going anywhere. Your energy prices are not going anywhere. These turds in the bowl, the punch bowl in Washington, have loaned into existence so much money, that the inflation is screaming, and the numbers that they're putting out are pure bunk. You can go up on John Williams' website, shadowstats.com, and take a look at some of the information that he's bringing out, which I think is far more credible. But anyway, they go on. The consumer price index increased 0.4% in August, and jobless claims climbed by 11,000 to 428,000. We report on that every day. They talk about the consumer comfort index and so on. Unemployment stuck around 9%. You know, you want to have a change in America? Stop lying to the people through the media. Unemployment stuck around 9%. I'd say Bloomberg's writers here are stuck on stupid, or, unfortunately, they have to write every article collaboratively. I really bring that to your attention each and every day. Bob Wills and Shabana Chandra writing collaboratively. Let's just scroll down to the bottom and see how many editors they've got. They got two editors. To contact the reporters on this story, Bob Willis in Washington, no, there's just one this time. They're to give the email, and then to contact the editor responsible for this story, Christopher Wellis. Now, who's working for the NSA here? Who's making sure that these articles fit the party lines? Somebody, because you wouldn't get people as intelligent as Bob Willis, for instance. Shabana Chandra writes an article. She's got them out. He or she, don't know whether Shabana is a male name or a female name in East Indian vernacular, but these guys and gals or whatever they are, they write, and they write well. They write every day. They ought to know better that unemployment is not stuck around 9%. It's closer to 23%. Anyway, let's go down. Hurting sales at companies like Best Buy and prompting Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shlomo Bernanke to consider additional measures to spur growth when central bankers meet next week. So we'll hear a little bit more about it. They keep laying this out there because every time he talks about, you know, QE3, there's a jump in the marketplace. Either gold goes up or the stocks go up or the stocks go down and gold goes down or whatever. But it's just like they're hanging it out there. I'm telling you, they're firing blanks. We've gone through all of this reading and study on the Federal Reserve and the banking system and central banking. They're firing blanks. They got the interest rates cranked down to nothing, and they flooded the marketplace with more and more money. They don't have any way of pulling that money back. Why? Because it's not money. It's not gold. There's no transfer payment. A report from the Fed today showed manufacturing, a mainstay of the recovery, continued to support the economy last month. What does that mean? Robin from Peter today to pay Paul tomorrow? Sounds like that Wimpy thing, you know, Wimpy. Remember Wimpy and Pluto? If you buy me a hamburger today, I'll gladly repay you on Tuesday. Yeah. The inflation numbers have to raise concern, but growth is going to be any policymaker's concern right now, said Kurt Rankin, an economist at PNC Financial Services in Pittsburgh. Quote, the recovery is just north of stagnant. What recovery? Stagnant? Yeah. Soft patch? How about quicksand? We're all in it. Anyway, continuing, rents and gasoline, the results included a 0.4% jump in rents. Well, we don't need to go any further. Our approach is to negotiate as hard as we can to the lowest cost possible, said Robert Gefeller, executive vice president for merchandising at Lowe's. They're negotiating for the lowest price possible. Well, where do they get the lowest price possible? They get it in China. You know, we've got this mentality in America that it's always the low bidder that gets the job. Well, what do you think the low bidder does? Undercuts everything, probably does a half-fast job, to speak carefully on the air. All right? Our approach is to negotiate as hard as we can to do the lowest cost possible. Where we have taken increased pricing, we have moved some through to retail. In other words, as the cost of the things that you need and the things that you want are increased, as our purchasing power falls and it costs us more to buy from China then they have to jack up the retail prices. That's all it's going to be. You thought lower prices falling at Walmart? Wait until it turns and goes the other way. The consumer is making very measured choices. Now, this is a true statement. Best Buy Chief Executive Officer Brian Dunn said in a September the 13th telephone interview, and I'll say it again, quote, the consumer is making very measured choices. Quote, I don't think it's a year where someone is going to buy a TV and a tablet and a new smartphone and go to Disneyland, close quote. Thanks for the truth, Brian Dunn, Executive Officer, Chief Executive Officer of Best Buy. He's right on the money. This ain't the year people are going to be buying a lot of expensive things that they don't need but simply want. When you're short on funds, you're looking for the things you need, and the things that you want stay on the shelves. Richard Rubin, James Rowley writing this one, excuse me, stimulus fatigue stymies the usurper on the jobs plan. Well, the Republicans aren't buying it. They realize what, they know what this is. This is, like I said, you know, right after the speech, all I could see about this was it was like being down at Jacques C. Panay's and watching the tire guys rolling out a rack of retreads. Republican lawmakers are rejecting the usurper's $447 billion job creation plan in its entirety and expressing skepticism about its pieces, creating doubt about whether it can overcome obstacles in Congress. As the usurper tries to rally public support, behind his re-election, I should say, but the article says, behind tax breaks and spending on schools and bridges, the reaction on Capitol Hill indicates that only a few fragments of the plan may become law. I just don't see much Republican support in the Senate for hardly anything that's been out there so far, and especially when they put the pay-fors forward, said John Thune of South Dakota, the fourth-ranking Republican in the Senate. Quote, I mean, that's just a complete non-starter. All right? That's where it's going. So I'll take some of the same language, if I can remember the order, and jump here. Denmark's first female prime minister vows fiscal restraint to cut deficit. Now, we're going to be hearing, and you've probably seen in the news, where we want to bring forward more and more women, and we want strong women. You know, you say the strong men or the mighty men of valor. Well, no, you know, from Julia Gillard and all the rest. They got an article up on Bloomberg this morning about how the Democrats wish they hadn't gone for the usurper and stuck with Hillary, Billary, and Nod. Well, Denmark's first female prime minister vows fiscal restraint to cut deficit. Here's the article. Peter Levering writing this one. Denmark's social democrats. So you got your democratic socialists, you got your social democrats, you got your Christian social democrats, and you got your Christian democratic socialists. All right? Well, Denmark's social democrats, who will lead the country's next government after winning yesterday's election, vowed to show fiscal restraint and bring the country's budget deficit within the European Union's 3% threshold. Wouldn't you like to go behind the curtain and see who's writing all of this stuff? I'm so sick and tired of having to deal with the puppet. I want to see the ventriloquist.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, September the 16th, Constitution Day observed, 2011, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday, as we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. First hour of the broadcast, as is usual. A variety of news and financial information, stock markets, gold, silver reports, and all that sort of stuff. Some people don't like that, and so they don't listen to the first portion of the broadcast, but they are typically here now. So we won't bore you to detail with all that. Let's go back into this article. Again, as we're going into the break, you know, we've got all these people, you know, in government and in finance and in the media, who seem to have permanently embedded, you know, a hook in their jaw, and they got strings on their fingers, and we're treated endlessly to one puppet show after another. And I don't know, I'm pretty confident that you're with me on this one. I'm sick and tired of the puppets. If there's a ventriloquist, a master blaster out there, if it's a big new Brzezinski or whoever the hell it is, come out from behind the curtain and tell us what it is you have in mind. Because I am as tired of this after most of my life having to deal with the puppets and not being able to listen to the real deal that, you know, I'm ready for a major change. I'm talking about a serious major change globally. And I think a lot of people around the planet are starting to look in this direction. But again, Denmark's first female prime minister, this woman's hot, at least from the point that I can see. From the neck up, she is no, you know, wilting flower. I don't know what she looks like from the rest of it. Hopefully she's got something between her ears, but she is as socialist as you're going to get. Anyway, we will spearhead, here's a quote, we'll spearhead a resurrection of Denmark's economy and engage a fully responsible economic policy that meets all requirements, including the convergence criteria. You better underline that one, get into that convergence criteria a little bit, set by the EU. Morten Bødskov, Social Democrat finance spokesman, said in an interview in Copenhagen yesterday, the new government, which will be led by Denmark's first female prime minister, and I don't know how she pronounces it, but I'll just do it, Helle Thorning-Schmidt, or Schmidt, all right? Helle, she's hot. I'll give her that right off the bat. You know, this she's walking right away from Palin and Bachmann and all the rest of them. But since when do we ever elect people because of their physical appearance? Well, I guess, unfortunately, for puppets, if they look like Barbie and they look like Ken, it works good. Too bad they look like pudding heads when you sit down and listen to them. She's pledged to spend 21 billion kroner. That's a lot of kroners already. Not nearly as many yen as the Japanese have to spend. We'll talk about that in a moment. But she's pledged to spend 21 billion kroner, or 3.9 billion U.S., more a year than the outgoing administration of Lars Loki Rasmussen had planned. So, I mean, it's just going to hemorrhage more red ink on the Danish economy. Thorning Schmidt, who's 44, campaigned on a platform of more taxes for the rich and more spending on schools and hospitals. Now, if you go up and listen to that World Economic Forum summit out of Dalian, especially that creative disruption there, you're going to find that things like healthcare, education, are ideal areas where we can stop following the failed model. All right, we've been following a failed model for a long time. And Vicki Davis has been on this, you know, like flies on a fly strip for a long time. But with this idea of a global, interconnected, interoperable medical system, all right? But as you get into places like China, where you've got a huge landmass to deal with, similar to us, and you've got a lot of very, very poor people, high-tech IT stuff can bring medicine to people who otherwise wouldn't be able to have it. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
We're seeing if we can get a report from our on-site Danish correspondent, would be a way to look at it, I guess. Sol Vanuver, Lilter in the chat room, going to give us a little feedback maybe on this hottie. Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt. Anyway, we'll find out more about her brain, but let's find out more about this article. Again, Denmark's budget deficit will exceed the EU's 3% limit and reach 3.8% of gross domestic product this year before widening to a 4.6% in 2012, the finance ministry said on August 24th. The average deficit in the euro area will be 4.3% in 2011 and improved to 3.5% in 2012, according to the European Union Commission's latest forecast from May. Well, these forecasts are as good as the ones that are being cast around here. I mean, I don't know, they got a pretty foggy gazing ball, or they lost also the pointer to their Ouija board. These forecasters don't seem to be able to tell us whether the price of gold is going to go up or down, but they do claim to be 98% accurate. We need to get the economy into shape and start growth. Well, there's truth to that. Thorning Schmidt said in an interview broadcast by TV2 today, quote, "That's what I'm preoccupied with morning, noon, and night." Well, probably doesn't make her special one happy, but anyway, she probably thinks about the economy every moment, morning, noon, and night. The Social Democrat-led bloc, which comprises four parties, will get 92 seats in the country's parliament. Rasmussen's Liberal Conservative Coalition and its allies will get 87 lawmakers. So you got Liberal Conservatives, talk about dyslexic that bunch must be. They don't know which side of the aisle to stand on. But her bunch is no better, I can assure you that. The scope for any further deterioration of the public finances is very limited. Any further deterioration, so I guess they're saying it's gone down as far as it's gonna. Nordea Bank, AB senior analyst Jan Storup Nielsen said in a note today, quote, "In the longer term, there's no guarantee that the Danish economy will keep its status as a safe haven," close quote. Countries benchmark, talk about that, yields versus CDs, housing bubbles, they got the same problem over there. Denmark is Scandinavia's worst performing economy after a burst housing bubble fueled a banking crisis and choked consumer spending. Sound like a global plan? Again, bring out that ventriloquist, let's let him speak, you know. GDP will expand 1.25% this year, the central bank this month. Sweden's economy will surge 4.5%. Norway's mainland output will grow 3%. The next government is unlikely to get enough support in parliament to push through its planned 6 billion krone bank tax. And it continues. Anti-immigration, so on and so forth. But they got them all in here. I'm trying to find, what did I do? I must have missed it. Here it is. Thorning Schmidt is the daughter-in-law of the former UK Labour Party leader, Neil Kinnock. And she said the same day the state needs to deploy more public funds, arguing that without growth we can't pay down our debt, and without growth there's no money for welfare. Good God a night. Somebody has to take her aside and explain to her quickly that Lord John Maynard Keynes' idea of spending your way to prosperity is a recipe for disaster. Unbelievable, you know. It really is. It borders on incredulous. Crisis worse than 2008 in Europe as rescue options dim, Gordon Brown says. Now, you want to take a lot of advice from Gordon Brown. He's the guy that sold the English gold at the bottom of the market, right? Oh, my. Anyway, you got to check your experts. And this is the article. European banks are grossly undercapitalized. Of course, we've been studying banking. We understand that undercapitalized. Why? Because they don't have any gold, Gordon. And you gave it away at fire sale prices. The debt crisis is more serious for the region than the 2008 meltdown as governments are constrained by fiscal pressures. Former UK Prime Minister, I gave away the gold, Gordon Brown. In 2008, governments could intervene to sort out the problems of the banks, Brown said. If it wasn't for your intervention, there would be plenty of liquidity and the banks wouldn't be in trouble. But again, Brown is speaking at the World Economic Forum, so you can be sure after the broadcast, I'm jumping over to Dalian in China, and I'm going to listen to exactly what he had to say in context rather than in excerpts. In 2011, banks have problems, but so do governments. Yeah, and so too do the people who created these governments, instituted them for their protection. Investor skittishness over Europe's sovereign debt crisis, I'll say, raised lenders' funding costs and caused a rout in the region's banking stocks this month. European Central Bank President Jean-Claude Trichet pressed euro area governments late yesterday to take decisive action to restore confidence. It's all about confidence. It's a confidence game. And for the banks, confidence, we see it over and over again in these articles on banking. It's all about confidence. You have to have confidence in those fiat pieces of paper, all that pretty printing and scroll work, you know, backed by absolutely nothing. Anyway, except the full faith and confidence in your governments. And who's going to have confidence in these governments that are bickering back and forth from each other, especially in Europe where they got 30 or 40 parties laying in the background all the time? You don't need a third party. You got to get rid of the parties. We need to return to constitutionally limited Republican forms of representative government, not just in the North American continent, but in Europe as well. Go back and look. Francois Guizot, The History of Representative Government in Europe. What are the three big planks? Number one, there has to be a clear separation of powers. Executive branch, legislative branch, judicial branch. There absolutely has to be perfectly clear voting, transparent, 100%. There needs to be publicity. Publicity. We're not talking about psyops. We're not talking about propaganda. We're talking about publicity. What the hell are you proposing? What the hell did you do it for? And accountability, I might throw in. But underlining it all is representation. If you have no representation, these governments are nothing more than charades. They need to go away. Drive all the puppets back into the box. Bring out the ventriloquist. Let's see if he can stand on his own 2 feet or 4 feet, depending on what kind of a creature he might be. Again, the European Financial Stabilization Mechanism, which is run by the European Union's 27-nation executive arm. Well, that's part of your problem there. A 27-nation executive arm? What have you got, a Hydra beast? Don't work. It doesn't work. Substantially more resources are required, including from the International Monetary Fund. Again, robbing Peter to pay Paul. You think you're going to go to the International Monetary Fund and get a bailout for your own failures? Not going to happen. Somebody needs to take Brown outside the woodshed and introduce him to a wooden paddle, I think. Anyway, let's jump over here. Euro ministers spar on collateral for loans. Yeah, little Timmy Geithner. Little Timmy. Probably why the gold went down. Probably why everything else is going to hell in a handbasket. Everything that's necessary to drive up the U.S. dollar index just a couple of points so that he doesn't walk into this meeting with an egg on his face. The Euro ministers spar on collateral for loans. James G. Nugger writing this one. Europe's challenges in stemming the debt crisis were underscored by snags over collateral to underpin Greece's rescue loans and Germans' objections to altering European treaties. I think throw the treaties out. Default on the Greek debt. Deal with the damage. Let the Greeks rebuild without your assistance and get rid of that Illuminati puke Papandreou.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com.
That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into True Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the...
And the call-in number remains 866-841-1065. If you'd like to jump in before we get to the encyclopedia studies of the broadcast, you're certainly welcome to do so while we're in the news segment. Let's go up and go live to Mike in New York and say good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Will. Thank you for taking my call. I would like to start out, bring back what we were talking about last time. I was talking about buying gold, and you had mentioned this at Kitco where they sell different... amounts of gold, and that you would buy at easier amounts.
Right, smaller.
But, I want to talk about
smaller amounts, fractional amounts, and as far as whether we were discussing whether you could or should buy it from Kitco. Again, recall that I think that if you look first to somebody local, you'd be far better served. Mm-hmm. And when you import gold or buy gold across the Canadian line, the border, sometimes you'll encounter some expenses that you can avoid by buying in the States. Go ahead.
Gotcha. Yeah. So I wanted to bring up filling the need also, finding, different work and, filling the need for that.
Yes.
I think I found two areas where I would where it would be good. One's like a long term and one is the short term immediate.
Okay.
One is I was thinking I live in an area where there's a lot of people out there that have animals, and so I was thinking of starting up like a mobile, dog walking, washing, and, grooming and all that stuff. And we go, and be, travel and, take care of the pet.
Well, I think that'd be an excellent idea. And if I had your number and you were anywhere within 25 or 30 miles of you, I'd call you this morning, because I've got an old German Shepherd. She's become incontinent. She wets herself no matter where she lies. She really needs somebody to, sit there with some good equipment and clean her down really well. And she would prosper by having her toes clipped and a good walk. And I don't have the time for all of that these days. And so I think there is a need in that. And there are a lot of people that do have pets. And usually people that have good pets, breed dogs, typically have the money to be able to afford that kind of a service. I think that if you looked into it, contact your Chamber of Commerce, perhaps look at Small Business Administration and see if you could get some kind of startup mm-hmm. on that. You might be able to find that not you just one truck, but maybe a bunch of trucks. You could have a little fleet and get with it. And if you have a big population area to deal with, or here's another idea, that's the kind of a thing also that can easily lend itself to franchising. You come up with a beautiful model, mm-hmm. a nice design, good logo, good internet presence, and then look for the kinds of neighborhoods that your research, you want to do your market research, but look for neighborhoods or places where your research tells you that this indicates that you've got the demographics you need to float your business model. You could span this out and sell it as a franchise business, turnkey.
Standalone, yes.
Yeah, where you give them everything, and including the truck. I mean, you sell them the truck, you sell them all of the equipment. The truck's already mm-hmm. outfitted. Everything in there has been tested, tried and true. You've got the business model. You've got the advertisements to go into the phone books. and you sell the whole operation turnkey for $50,000.
Wow, that is a great idea. Thank you, Will.
You're welcome.
Second thing is, I just wanted to bring up really quick the fact that you had brought up on past shows inventing the new Pentium processor, and I think that's technology is a great way. You were saying just before you want to see the ventriloquists get rid of these puppets.
Exactly.
Well, they're not coming out. We got to lure them out. So I think if we took back our technology wholeheartedly. And, you know, redeveloped. I mean, if we can make a car that runs on water, you know, in the 70s or whatever, we can make a computer that runs on water.
Well, there's lots of different ways of doing it. And again, if you go over and look at this World Economic Forum, the Dalian, and go look at this creative innovation or disruptive innovation, you'll see there that what the guys from HP and others are saying is that even though, you know, everybody wants to have a patent on their investment, You need to get the idea on the ground and running, because by the time you go through the patent process, you as an innovator will already have an improvement that'll make your other patent obsolete before the other people can even catch up. And so you don't worry about patenting; you're just worrying about staying ahead of the game. And so you start being a marathon runner rather than worrying about being a snail holding onto your intellectual property right.
Understood. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you, Will. And one more thing. Is there a quick book recommendation I can pick up for my grandmother who's in the hospital? I got to buy her a book.
Got to buy your grandmother a book. Is she ill?
Yeah, she's ill, but I mean, she's in good condition. I mean, you know, she should be okay, definitely.
Shoot me an email, will you please? Shoot me an email at bvlhost@centurytel.net and give me a few minutes to think about one from your grandmother. I have a few in mind.
Okay, great. Thank you, Will. I will do so.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling, Mike. And, yeah, good stuff. You know, let's think about the future, think about the things that we can do, and quit worrying about trying to play the game of catch-up. We are going to be the replacements that we need to be the future that we're hoping for. And the more, you know, intelligent we can proceed on this and be wise as serpents, harmless as doves, be good physicians, the cures that we present, we don't want to have them be worse than the disease that we're trying to eliminate. So, good stuff. Well, anyway, we've got a couple more news articles that I could go to. Let's just catch one. Again, the Euro ministers sparring on the collateral for the loans. I mean, they don't know what they want. They want all the Elgin marbles. Well, the English have already stolen them, you know. They want to do something about Greece's collateral. Well, what are they going to do? Take the whole country? I think they need to rethink their think. They're using stinking thinking. And certainly, Timmy Geithner, you know, he's over there. He's going to try and be a little bully boy. That's what it says here. Okay, after a call to action last night by European Central Bank President Jean-Claude Trichet, the 17 euro finance ministers were braced for a dressing down from the U.S. Treasury Secretary, little Timmy Geithner. But remember, Timmy is the president of the Pilgrims. At least he was the last time I saw it on the internet. If he's the president of the Pilgrim Society, Pilgrim, when little Timmy talks, he's got all of the black nobility of Europe behind his words. So maybe he's going to give him a dressing down. Well, why don't you dress it down a little bit there, Timmy, and do something improving, you know, to help improve the our situation. Sometimes it's better to lead by example than by threat, you know, by threat. Here's one, kind of a last article. TEPCO's compensation rules are outrageous, Fukushima evacuees say. All right? Evacuees from around the Tokyo Electric Power Company's wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant said the company's 200-page package for compensation claims is outrageous and needs to be simplified. You imagine something like this going down while Macondo gently weeps in the Gulf of Mexico. The utility known as TEPCO started sending out 60,000 application forms this week to those forced to evacuate after the plant started belching radiation in March. The package includes three forms that need to be filled in, one of which has 56 pages. A 156-page explanatory booklet completes the bundle of documents. A 156-page book explaining the documents. You see the firewall they're building here? And here's the quote. It's outrageous. Who would think of getting receipts? People are required to submit receipts. It's outrageous. Who would think of getting receipts when living in an evacuation shelter? Said Reiko, Hakusuka, 59, who owns a flower shop and a house about 4 kilometers or 2.5 miles from the plant and is living in a temporary dwelling. TEPCO must make the forms much simpler. And it goes on and talks about it. The utility received as many as 500,000 claims from individuals and companies seeking payment. And they want documentation of all of this stuff, you know, as if these people have been collecting receipts from day one. Now, anyway, so they're building a firewall just like they did down, you know, at Katrina, just like they've done in the Gulf with the BP disaster or catastrophe, as Rob Shada says, you know. So this is what we deal with in the world. We're dealing with the ventriloquists in and out day after day. We'll be right back. A little bit more to go.
This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And a great call from Mike in New York. Always appreciate that kind of a call on point, on topic, asking the good questions. Good stuff, Mike. Thanks for calling in. Back to the discussion, you know, in the article about the liberals and the liberal conservative party over in Denmark and in the Danish Netherlands, you know. Liberal and conservative, you know, we don't even remember what liberal is. We tried to get you to that point when we went back and visited with Medici. Find out what liberal is, the art, capital A, art, you know, reawakening, bringing forward art and learning, capital L learning, art and learning, the trivium and art, the Renaissance. That's liberal. Freedom, liberty, eyes thinking along those sort of ideas, you know, as opposed to conservative. But what's conservative in one generation was liberal in the prior. We could say, oh, I'm conservative. I'm all for the, you know, restoring our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. Well, that's the most liberal idea you could ever have. But it's conservative today, I guess, to look at that. So it changes, just like the meaning of words. As time marches on, I like to have, you know, as many dictionaries in my library. I've tried to accumulate them by decades, and I've stuck with the Webster's, starting from Noah Webster's 1828 forward, trying to accumulate, you know, by decades, the original, the best, Webster's dictionaries. So that if I'm studying something that happened in 1850, I can go to an 1850 dictionary. If I'm studying something that happened in 1930, I can go to a 1930 dictionary, and I can get, you know, fill it up in my mind with what at least the publicists and the people in colleges were using as a definition of those, you know, the meanings of those terms and words, senses of them. And what was number one? What was number two? Did they shift? The first meaning of something originally was, you know, always listed by number numerically in a dictionary, especially the Webster's. The first sense was this, and the second sense was that, and the third sense was this. And the closer they are to the top of the list, the stronger that meaning is. Well, sometimes the number one in one decade becomes the number two in the next decade, and the new number one becomes something comes out of slang or something like that, or common knowledge. So back into the discussion here, since a large proportion of the loans of banks are made wholly or partly on an unsecured basis, the banks are compelled to subject the management of the business to close scrutiny, fostering with liberal accommodation the growth of efficiency directed towards undertakings and withholding assistance from those in whom they have little confidence. It's always about confidence and liberal accommodation, the growth of efficiently directed undertakings and withholding assistance from those in whom they have little confidence. So Mike goes out, he comes up with this idea, he tries it out, pioneers it, goes around, sees if people like his idea of a combination of dog washing and dog walking. You drive it up right into the driveway. Maybe you've got a little truck and you make a conversion on something like a carpet cleaning machine that has a bottle for fluids and mixes it with suction pressure, and you can, you know, vacuum a dog and mix it with suds and get in there and really get down deep and scrub them down to their skin, you know, get down there, maybe have a little lanolin or something in there to reduce the dog dander and pull up all the old matted, you know, guard hair and get it out, and especially in a dog like a German Shepherd with a coat so thick that it won't dry for days. Then you take them out in the sun, maybe give them a brisk walk, get their toenails trimmed, and deliver them back to the house, and boy, there you go. Again, banks looking with close scrutiny, fostering with liberal accommodation, in other words, they'll lavish you with money, the growth of efficiently directed undertakings. And you'll find more about that visiting the World Economic Forum's website and go to that Creative Disruption, Innovative Disruption seminar. The management of business, again, and withholding assistance from those in whom they have little confidence. Or so you've got out there the people that are clearly, you know, in violation, let's say, of environmental rules and regulations, or they're doing something that has a social stigma on it, and the banks will hold money back from you. So no matter how good your patent, no matter how good your idea, you're not going to get financing. You won't be able to create an IPO, initial public offering, and go public with an idea unless you happen to be doing something that is efficiently directed, undertaking, timely, and fulfills a need. On the deposit side of the economic effects of banking, of course, we look at the deposits. Bank deposits, demand deposits, they're considered to be liabilities to the bank. They have to cover them with their reserve assets. The reserve ratios figure into that. On the deposit side of the economic effects of banking are mainly of a monetary character. Banks provide improved facilities for making payments and endow the circulating medium with greater elasticity than it would otherwise possess. The circulating medium, at the time of this Encyclopedia of Social Sciences was written, the circulating medium was gold and silver coin and gold and silver notes, right? Silver notes, silver certificates. increase the circulating medium by increasing the volume that's out there. And then, let me go back. They also increase the total volume of the circulating medium by encouraging people to borrow and by loaning money into an existence, so to speak, by putting those loans out there. They can increase the amount of money in an area. They can go to their own reserves, or they can go to a member banks, and they can bring money together for a loan in your small town, and all of a sudden you're in there borrowing, let's say, $1 million, $100,000, something like that, and that money then gets spent into circulation right where you are, so it increases the circulating medium in your small town that wouldn't have been there if it weren't for your innovations. I think that's what the author was trying to get at there. They also greatly increase the total volume of the circulating medium. With the development of central banks as the keyword now, as custodians of gold reserves, all right? So they vacuum up the gold out of the community. They want to have all the gold in their vaults for safekeeping. And then they give you back paper. Clever trend. However, responsibility for prolonged price trends no longer rests, even in a small measure, upon the commercial banks. Central banks can neutralize the influence on prices of an abundance of new gold by increasing their own reserves as well as the amount of gold in circulation. So the central banks act as a regulator. If we have a lot of mining activity around the world or in the country, if you're all of a sudden bringing a lot of gold to daylight, then the Krugerrands in South Africa, the mines, they're bringing a lot of gold in, or in Alaska or Canada, then the central banks kind of hoard that up and they replace it with pieces of paper, and they kind of mitigate sudden upswings in gold, which disrupt the value in circulation. They may also do much to counteract the effect of a decline in the output of gold by working upon the basis of lower than customary reserve ratios, so the central banks can adjust their reserve ratios, and we hear about it in the news on the regular basis, and by doing so, they can adjust the economy, if you will, when you have a decline in the output of gold. Dropping in, that's the end of the article by O.M.W. Sprague we began yesterday. History to the close of the 18th century, just racing along here in our study, commercial banking in the proper sense of the term, that is the utilization of the machinery, now get it, of deposit, clearance, and banknote issue for the granting of short-term self-liquidating loans is a product of the 19th century. So it wasn't until the 1800s that we actually had this machinery of deposit, demand deposit, clearance. This is the clearing of checks acting as a clearinghouse, centralized clearinghouse, and banknote issue, all right? Your Federal Reserve notes and that sort of stuff, the U.S. notes. And again, it's for the granting of short-term self-liquidating loans. Things get paid off, self-liquidating. This combination of elements did not exist prior to that period in any country, with the sole exception of England, which were the pioneers, the Rothschilds. They pioneered this stuff. The early history of banking, and the goldsmiths and others, by the way. The city. Boy, I'll tell you, the fat boy would have been well deployed there. Would have solved a lot of problems in a hurry. Might have hurt a few Englishers, a couple of Limeys, but, it's better than hitting Japan. They weren't really causing any trouble. The early history of banking must therefore be limited to tracing the separate development of these mechanisms in connection with the conditions which account for their rise and spread. So these are very, very important things for us to understand when we're considering modern banking and we're trying to come up with a solution or a replacement set to end the Fed and end it permanently, and we do that through legislation, all right? And commerce is going to have to be addressed in this. The businesses are what drive the banks. Without the businesses, there's no need for banks. Your deposits and my deposits, even though they might add up, because there's so many of them, are nowhere near to what's going down with Ford and GM and the others. So again, these three criticals are deposits, clearances, and banknotes. The idea of having state banks doesn't resolve the primary issue of clearance. How do you clear checks? If you think about each of the several states as being an independent country, a sovereign state, then you have interstate commerce. This is the same as like international commerce. because you're going from one nation, tongue, tribe, or creed from Oklahoma into the nation, tribe, tongue, and creed of Missouri.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background fuzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And back into that text again, out of the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences. You know, this was published back in the 1930s. It's very difficult to get your hands on a copy of this. I was absolutely surprised. I was amazed. I was listening to the Hillsdale Constitution Day talk. And Paul Ryan, I believe it was, or maybe Marano. What is the guy's name? Marino. Phil or something like that. Marino, he's an educator there at the college. But during the very different discussions, One of the presenters mentioned the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences and read a quote out of it. So they're hard to come by. Some of the better libraries might have them in them. But if you can get your hands on a set of these encyclopedias intact, even in partial, you'll be richly rewarded for them. These are a set of encyclopedias of a different caliber. While Babylon had its temples, well, back up, Will. These combination of elements did not exist prior to that in any country. With the sole exception of England, the early history of banking must therefore be limited to tracing the separate developments of these mechanisms in connection with their conditions which account for their rise and spread. So there's a reason for it. All right? There's a reason for these. Clearance, again, is very important. You get involved with this, okay, let's all go to, you know, the 10th Amendment and state banks. We're going to have all state banks. Well, you're right back to where we were when all this snafu came up in the first place. All the banks had their own currencies. There were thousands of them all across the country. Everybody came up and printed their own little piece of note paper, and they were loading them into circulation and all that. But when you go across state lines or you go from one city to another, the other banks don't know this guy from Adam, this other bank, you know. And they got to go in and check it out and find out what, you know, biting the edge of the coin, find out if it's really silver or whether this is some kind of a composite. Not a good deal. So clearance is really an important part of this. Banknotes are too. And then the deposits. That's another part of it. All three of them, very important, true. While Babylon had its temples, which granted commodity loans, a lot of history on that. When you go back into the ancient civilizations and look at Babylon, you know, the cuneiform tablets, they're not lost to history. We've unearthed whole mountains of these things, underground rooms full of them. This was their banking system. It was also their libraries, cuneiform tablets. They had little rollers, and you'd roll these little funny, peculiar shapes out. And they had all the different words, I guess, worked out. And you just run a little roller over a piece of clay and then set it in the sunshine. And that's your receipt. Thanks for doing business. You can take those two camels over there to Doe, and he'll give you a license. Ride them home. Anyway, while Babylon had its temples, and it was always the priesthood, you went to the priesthood, they did the money, they were the money changers. Yeah, the love of money, the root of all evil, but that was the church, and the church has been in charge of money for a long time. We've talked about that. That's the Joseph principle. While Babylon had its temples, which granted commodity loans in ancient Greece and Rome, and their trapezites and argentarii, very interesting. Did some research on that on the internet. Interesting to look those up. Trapezites and argentarii. Argent, of course, is silver. Argentarii, A-R-I-I. Who engaged in transfer and lending operations as well. It would be idle to begin with the history of banking with antiquity. Between the fall of Rome and the 10th century lies a period in which of little a period in which little of the preceding business development survived. So we get into the time of the Giro, we get into the time of the Medici, and things changed. And so a lot of the old stuff fell away, and new things came forward, creative, innovative disruption. Conditions of natural economy prevailed, and few opportunities existed for the accumulation of surplus money income and dealing in money as a specialized pursuit. And some of the money changers started to change hands. All of a sudden, it was no longer the province of the Jews, because of usury laws. Other guys like the Medici and the Venetians and others came up with new ideas, innovations, and made them obsolete for a period. As early as the 10th century, monasteries, which enjoyed appreciable incomes from charity contributions and rent receipts, began to engage in extensive money lending, generally to local peasants and smaller landowners. That's right. Mammon, the love of. While these loans were on a business basis, I don't know whether Jesus approved or not, but they were coming out of the monastery. Which loans would Jesus approve? While these loans were on a business basis, loans which were not quite voluntary for political reasons, occasionally granted to the seigneurs of various ranks, both lay and ecclesiastical, including the emperor and the pope. You know, that's what happened a lot of times to the Jews, too. You know, they were given this carte blanche on loaning money, making usurious loans. But by God, when the king came and wanted to borrow money, whether they had it or not, or they had to scurry to get it. They got it, and they loaned it. Later, knightly orders, including the Templars and the Teutonic Order, in whose treasuries were stored not only revenues from their own far-flung possessions, but also deposits of money belonging to the Curia, various princes and private individuals, played the part of kings of finance and supplied the credit needs of the high and mighty. Templars, Teutonic Order. Go again, look at Lee Rogers' DVD series there, The Power of the Purse. In the medieval cities, the role of professional moneylenders fell to the Jews, Lombards, and Cahors. The Lombards, very important people, Lombards, and Lombardian, and things like that. You can look them up, browse that up. And Cahors, that's a hard one. CHAORSINS. It's hard to find good information on that. On the one hand, and to the money changers on the other. The reasons for the temporary Jewish domination of the medieval credit organizations are not clear. Why it happened, how it happened, how it came to be that way, not quite clear in history, at least according to these writers. And you should see the lists of source material, bibliographies, at the end of this article. It's impressive. But our author here was unable to find the reasons for that. It is probably significant in this connection that the development of a native merchant class forced the Jews out of mercantile pursuits, and that the Jews were not subject to the canonical interdict against interest charges. So in the rise of mercantilism, in the rise of that time period where the guilds started to emerge and all of that, and we've made this transition away from the feudal system and the feudal lords and the three-field system, and we started having merchants going to the big fairs, we saw how all that developed under the Medici and others, and the Lombards, and the Fuggers. The Jews, getting pushed out of being the merchants, merchants of Venice, were forced into or pushed into or saw opportunity and moved on it, this idea of getting involved in finance because of their ideology and belief system, they were not subject to the canonical interdict against usury. At any rate, in the beginning of the 11th century, the Jews turned to money lending on a considerable scale, and in the 12th century, the old identity of Jew and merchant was replaced by the new identity of Jew and usurius publicus. Usurius publicus. That's an interesting study in Latin, too. Usurius publicus. Admission of the Jews to the settlement with rights that were, as a rule, explicitly granted for the conduct of an interest-bearing loan business was often coupled with the obligation to make loans, all right? The Jews to a settlement, to let them come in. I mean, they were not liked. They were not liked. But if you're going to let them come in, live amongst you, that's why they ghettoed up. It wasn't because people were putting them in a ghetto. They ghettoed up for their own protection, I guess, and because they like to live separate, apparently. With rights that were, as a rule, explicitly granted for the conduct of an interest-bearing loan business, was often coupled with the obligation to make loans, the Jew dared not refuse the demand upon him for a loan if sufficiently valuable security was offered. The Cahorsons and the Lombards began to engage in money lending somewhat later and soon were active competitors of the Jew. These groups of creditors met the needs for consumption credit of the urban aristocracy, as well as of the lords in the vicinity of cities. They likewise furnished credit for handicraft production, and occasionally also for trade. And since the total sum of credits granted was often far in excess of the capital owned by the creditors, additional funds had to be raised in various ways. Of these, more important were the soliciting of interest-bearing deposits, a practice which was only formally closed to the Jews by municipal prohibitions, and the establishment of credits with more wealthy business friends. The Lombards drew upon the Italian houses, which we've spoken of, the Medicis, the Venetians, and others, where the Jews were in close business relation with their co-religionists. Well, that's it for this week. Hope you'll be back on Monday. Tell other people about the broadcast. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, products, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The Oracle Broadcasting Network.